The next presenter is me. We will now have have two like kind more of historic presentations, and the first one is about a very impressive traditional farming systems from central Mexico, which is called chinampas. Well, what's a chinampa? The chinampa is a historic, intensive, urban horticultural or agricultural production system. It's a kind of a floating island built on a lake, an artificial island. It's the impressive thing about this is that it is self-irrigated, using sub-irrigation, so the water through capillary is pouring up to the plants from the lake, and this is built normally on freshwater lakes, which have to be surrounded by canals and other flood control mechanisms. It's a historic system, but it can still be found in the south of Mexico City. How are these chinampas built? Well, first trees are planted inside the sea, obviously. On places where the sea is not, the lake is not too deep. Then fences are made of native willow species, and there are also some posts are used to fix the borders of these artificial islands, and also to protect the chinampa from wind, from pests, erosion, etc. Here on the picture above, you can see what the chinampas look like, or are supposed to look like in the Aztec times, and below you can see how they are looking or what they are looking like right now. The usual dimension of a chinampa is about a little bit more than half a meter above sea level or water level, a length of usually some 80 meters, and they are some 4 or 5 meters wide. Here you can see why I became a horticulturist and not a painter, but this is a graph like to explain you a little bit how the chinampas work and how they are built. Production systems are characterized by high biodiversity, not only agrobiodiversity, but also wild species. They are also the last places to find some endangered species, such as this nice-looking aquatic salamander. How does the nutrition management work in these systems? Well, the lake delivers water, and the water is rich in sediments, and the sediments are rich in organic waste, which come from fish, birds, other animals, in some cases even human excrements. And what the farmers are doing regularly is scooping up these sediments from the bottom of the lake to the islands, to the surfaces of these artificial islands, and this way nourishing these fields. However, the most important organic matter source is our plants, of course, aquatic plants, which are found, which can be found quite frequently in these canals. Right now there's a very strong presence of the water hyacinth, and this species is an invasive species and is becoming kind of a problem right now. It produces a lot of organic matter, but is replacing local species. On some of these islands, people are also holding animals, and of course the manure from these animals is also used for nourishing these agro-ecosystems. What plants can we find on these chinampas? Well, the traditional production consists of very complex polycropping systems, which are additionally rotated also in a very complex way. Main crops are maize, of course, as everywhere in Mexico, maize or corn. Then you have diverse legumes, sometimes cassava, squash is very frequent, tomato, chili, spice, medicinal plants, even ornamentals can be found there. And these complex rotations allow up to 7 harvests, not of all crops, but of some of them per year, which is really, really impressive. The system was first developed in Aztec's time, some 500-600 years ago, which is interesting, the reason why they were developed. It was because of overpopulation in the Mexico City area at this time. So we are always thinking about the megalopolis of our times, but 500 years ago they were already facing the same struggles. Very similar models were developed in China and also in Thailand. What's happening now? Well, about 2/3 of the area used for chinampas are now being replaced due to urban growth, obviously, as it tends to happen everywhere. So there's less agricultural space around Mexico City. It's a relatively small valley and with very high mountains around it. So they are losing agriculturally productive space there in the region. There's also every time stronger contamination with heavy metals, also with a kind of biological pollution with algae, and there are also effects of climate change which can be observed there. Usually a farmer manages between 2 or 3 chinampas at the same time. Many of the farmers today are weekend farmers, and their women are more dedicated to the crop management than the men. Recently, many chinampas have shifted from the formerly traditional staple crops, such as corn, to horticultural crops. Occasionally, you can even find greenhouse production on these artificial islands. And horticulture and floriculture are becoming more and more dominant there. However, you can still find 40 different types of vegetables produced on this relatively small area. Most of the farmers there are still subsistence farmers, but almost half are already producing for commercial purposes and monocropping. This is why monocropping is becoming more and more frequent and substituting the classic or traditional polycropping systems. Recently, most income or most economic income there in this part of Mexico City is coming now from tourism. This has become a really popular tourism spot there in the region. You can rent one of these gondolas and ride around there and play mariachi music and drink a beer on it. This is very nice. However, local initiatives are trying to conserve the core idea of the chinampas, which is obviously producing food. What's the significance of chinampas for today's food security all over the world? Well, I would say what's so interesting about them is that they can build almost on every fresh water body, since it is or when it is still water, obviously. And they are really attractive for arid climates because they do not depend on irrigation. There are now modern models of chinampas now being developed and already implemented in the Americas, in Asia, and in Africa. There are also modern solutions like these floating hydroponics, which is a modern application of it. They are also used for carbon sequestration. The picture above is from Peru. Then there's no food produced there, but this is also a kind of interesting use of these chinampas. And I hope later in the discussion we will have more time to talk about this. But I think this is a very innovative strategy. It's a phenomenal heritage of Mexican agriculture, but they can still be used, the chinampas can still be useful to our megalopolis all over the world we are talking about. Thank you very, very much for your attention, and our next speaker as if alive from Idaho University. We just need a short moment to upload your presentation.
Sure.